Good morning, good morning. Welcome back to Unveiled by Grace podcast. This is your host, your brother, your man of God, and his humble servant, David Abraham. Hallelujah. I hope you guys are doing well today. Today is what, Thursday? The Lord has been calling me to make these daily instead of once a week, and time has permitted it. So we're back. I hope you guys are enjoying. I hope you guys are receiving. I hope the Lord, through this podcast, through these teachings, through the voice and the words of your brother, you're being helped. But we are back, and we are going to talk about, I think, one of the most important things in our walk with God, and just this journey he takes us on. And it's a very unpopular topic because the church doesn't necessarily speak about it, and that's one of my issues just as a whole. But I'm not here to bash the church, but I will speak on things that needs to be corrected or addressed, period, no matter the feelings you feel about it. God doesn't operate in feelings. There's principles, there's protocol, there's his ways are not our ways. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, help me here. Give me the grace, the understanding, and may this word edify. May this word encourage. May this word help my brother and sister that is listening this morning, this afternoon, this evening, wherever you are in the world. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. We're going to speak about repentance. Repentance. What is repentance? So to make it simple and sweet, because I was just in, I posted it this morning, Psalm 119:130, and it says, the unfolding of your words gives light, it imparts understanding to the simple. And of course, this is the NIV version, but excuse me, guys. I know y'all didn't want to hear all that, but your brother's been fighting off this little, you know, allergy, sneezy, stingy thingy. But I know that can be annoying. But let's focus. So I'm going to make it simple and may it impart understanding. Hallelujah. So what is repentance? In a simple but stern way, it is But let's use scripture. Scripture tells us, Acts 3:19. Repent then and turn to God. See, repentance isn't just a sorry, but it involves a genuine desire to change. Hallelujah. And I'll speak about this later. It doesn't mean that we don't fall short or we, you know, that's different. That's something else. That is why we must live a repentant lifestyle. Because there's no perfect man here on this earth. Only Jesus Christ was perfect. And through him, through him, through him, our sins have been forgiven. Right? But repentance isn't just a sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, God. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But then tomorrow you back doing that same thing. See, there's a desire to change. A desire. A strong passion to change. But see, and this is why the fear of the Lord births wisdom and understanding. Because a great man once said, until you understand it, until you know, it is not yours. Where am I going here? Hallelujah. Until you know and understand the character, the love, and his faithfulness, his mercy, then that's when you can truly know and understand what repentance is. Because when you are forgiven, when you repent and turn, so there's a turning in repentance. There's a I was going this way, away from God. Then there's a turning around, about face. Hallelujah. There's a turning around. Turn to him. Hallelujah. Turn. Turn. And see, the thing is, hallelujah, we want so bad, what feels good. What feels right, and we justify those actions from a worldly perspective. Hallelujah. But let's talk about the importance. Let's speak about the importance really quickly. Cause I gotta move on. I know y'all got things to do, but this is so important. So important. So the spiritual benefits of repentance. Forgiveness of sins. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins. So there must be a confession. Oh, Father, I have done this thing, whatever it may be. I lied, I stole, I cheated. I defiled myself. I went against what you said. I was prideful. My arrogance, my disobedience. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. But he is such a forgiving, a loving Father. Oh, my. It doesn't come without consequence, but he chastises who he loves. He does. If your child had done something wrong, you're going to, I don't want to say punish them. No. But you will, correct? You will discipline. And you will hold them accountable. And that doesn't feel good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But in that renewal and refreshment of spirit, Acts 3:19 continues to say that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. Hallelujah. Ooh, there's nothing like a refreshing. And this is why our God, our Father, our Lord is so wonderful. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. See, repentance, I'm not making light of it in saying and speaking and harping on the refreshing and the forgiveness and the when you repent. That's why it's important to understand what it is, how to do it, what it means to our Father. Hallelujah. Because he knows before we do it. Hallelujah. He is all knowing. He is all knowing. So he knows we're going to do it before we do it. But when you are accountable, when you confess, when you come to your Father humbly, and reverence him and say, oh, Daddy, Father, help me, when you, with all sincerity, wholeheartedly, with a desire to change, Jesus, hallelujah, oh, Holy Spirit, oh, you are welcome here. Yes, have your way. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. His spirit is here. He is here. Hallelujah. Okay. I kind of got sidetracked. Oh, Lord, what was I saying? But when you come to him and you truly repent, this is a part of repentance, renewal, and refreshment. And see, your sins are wiped out. And this is why the church has so many brothers and sisters, the youth, whoever, old, whatever. This is why a lot of them are deterred or turned away, because we condemn and we judge wrongly. We don't judge the right way, because his word tells us to judge, but we do it wrong. We do it from a different place that isn't of God, which is not done in love. There's a way you love. There's a way you correct. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. By his way, not yours. Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? I don't care about your title. You must do it the way he said do it, not your way. You see? And when we speak about repentance, we speak about it in a way that condemns, and we forget about his love. My brother, my sister, he loves you regardless of what you did. You can be corrected. He will give you grace and mercy, because none of us have arrived. Okay, be clear, crystal clear. Okay, all right, I want to be very clear about this, and this is me now. Forgive me, Lord, if I am, you know, but hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You are wonderful. Hallelujah. So, it's how you do it. But repentance is, like, if you aren't repenting, if you can't acknowledge when you were wrong and go, not just when you were wrong, because I'm not saying when you were wrong, oh, you were wrong to your brother. No. We sin against God. We sin against our Father. He is the only one we have done wrong in our sin. Hallelujah. Don't beat me up. That's what my mama Nita used to say. She always say that. She say, don't beat me up. I'm just going to tell you. Hey, beat me up later. And that's all right. We're gonna deal with it. But so I'm going to break these steps down, because some of you may not truly know. Sometimes we don't know. We don't know how to repent. What does that look like? So let's break it down in a few steps, right? One, acknowledge your sin. Take a moment just to reflect on your own life. You know. I mean, thought, action, feelings, all. You know, right? Reflect, right? Then feel genuine remorse. Not just feeling sorry, but understanding the impact of the sin. Hallelujah. Then confess your sin. I encourage prayer using James 5:16. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other. So go to the Father, then to that whoever it may be. And sometimes it's just with you, you know. Confess it with him and yourself. Or to your, to that's why it's so good to have a church, a community of believers that you can confess to. Like, say, hey, brother, you know, man, I the other day or yesterday, you know, boom, 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 right? And then you pray for each other. Then once you do that, this is the turning. The change of behavior. Avoid that temptation and seek support. That's why prayer and the Holy Spirit helps us resist. And if, you know, for me, one of my biggest things, especially with relationships, you know, the Lord pulled me away from certain people, right? But also at the same time, it's a way to do that as well. You know, you want to amend relationships whenever possible. Because a lot of our... You may think that you may be doing right, but you're not most of the time when it comes to certain relationships. Unforgiveness is a sin. Pride, oh my. Ooh. Pride makes you an enemy of God. Hallelujah. See, you may think that this person, because they wronged you, that you being a certain way with them, it's justified. And he may have pulled you away from that person, but he may also have used that person, that relationship, to teach, to build, break out or break through. So if you are, you know, speaking crazy about that person, if you are, in your heart, you haven't forgiven that person, you are wrong, and repent now. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Oh. See, there's a depth in repentance, right? So that's levels, that's depths, or heights, right? But it should lead to a transformation that affects every area of our lives. See, Jesus was teaching in Luke 5:32, I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Hallelujah. See, repentance is not just a one-time act, but a continual process of growth and closeness to God. So don't even get so caught up on what you did. Repent and keep moving. Because you're going to be here again. Hallelujah. My spiritual, my godmother, she always tells me that. She said, look, Ron, you fall down. Keep going. Get back up. Repent. Like, and it's not to make light of it. It's not about, that's why I explained the process. So you can truly understand what repentance is and how to do it. Because once you know how to do it, that process alone is like, you don't want to be there. You don't want to be there. You know, you begin to change. The Lord begins to change. And certain things you just won't do again. That doesn't mean you won't be back in repentance. There's so many. Come on now. But keep it moving, because this is a process of growth. This is, man, yeah, just yesterday. Oh, Lord, he know. your brother, man, y'all pray for me, you know, because you know, you know, sometimes you just have a day where you just like, don't play with me today. You know, I get to, you know, that, you know, that old man be trying to come and I be like, nah, you can't do that. But we have our days, right? We have our days. We have our days where we're not the, you know, well, we ungodly, you know. Let's just keep, let's, come on, who I'm talking to? Y'all be get, see, you know, y'all with all this, I am holier than, yeah, okay. Even that, repent, go repent. This self-righteousness, this, yeah, this religious spirit, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Like, but we have our days, you know, we do. We do. Anybody tell you they don't, or they just, oh, yeah, okay. See, you can't lie to God. You may lie to man, you know, but you can't. You can't get before. He is all knowing, you know. And it's just some of us, you can't even get in front of us with that. We see it. You know? Hallelujah. But, I just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for this message. Thank you for this teaching. And I hope that, we understand. Have a greater understanding because of this word this morning or today, whenever you're listening to it. Whenever you're listening to it. So, I'm at my time, guys. I'm at my time. And I love you guys. I'm going to lead us out with a short prayer. But before I do, truly, I am a living testimony of how someone could be so messed up, so broken, just a flawed individual. But he can use you mightily as he see fits. And I boast in the Lord. This is not about me, but about what he has done for me. Hallelujah. And yeah, I mean, I wouldn't change or trade or compromise because he has just been hallelujah. It's just been a great journey, and we have so much more in store. Yeah, so much in store. Not just for me, but for you as well. Not just for me. And he don't play by me. That's another thing. Like, what? Yeah, I wouldn't recommend testing that, because that's no theory. Hallelujah. But I just need you to know, man, no matter where you are, what you've done, it doesn't matter. When you have the opportunity, right, when you wake up, when you have breath, that's the time to seek him. That's the time to accept him into your life. Hallelujah. I tell you this, you know, a lot of people like to say, and it's true, it's not wrong, but a lot of people like to say, you know, walking with the Lord ain't easy. It has its challenges, yes, but life has its challenges anyways. Like, what are we talking about? Yeah, okay. But it is not even close to just what he does, how he does it. Whatever you are, if you endure anywhere, he will meet you where you are. He's right where you are. You just aren't aware. But all you got to do is cry out, call unto his name, and say, Lord, I am a sinner. I want you, and I accept you in my life as my Lord and Savior. Save me, help me. I know not which way to go. Hallelujah. In all sincerity, and watch. And wait. And see. And hear. And taste. To see that he is good. And watch your life never be the same. Oh. So. Let's pray. And so you guys can get up out of here. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come before you with humble hearts, acknowledging our sins and shortcomings. Thank you for the gift of repentance, a chance to turn back to you and seek your forgiveness. Help us, Lord, to recognize the areas in our lives that need change, to feel true remorse, and to confess our faults. Guide us in your loving ways and strengthen our resolve to live in accordance with your will. May your grace wash over us, renewing our spirits and deepening our relationship with you. May this word today lead each listener to repentance, to get back to a right standing with you. We give you all the praise and the honor and the glory. In Jesus' precious and mighty name, we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. So y'all go on and get on from around here and go on and do what you got to do today. I love you guys. I love you guys dearly, dearly. But Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He loves you so much more. Have a blessed day. But more than that, be a blessing to somebody else. Hallelujah. We will speak soon. Shalom.